Srila Prabhupada's morning walk, recorded May 14th, 1973, Cheviot Hills Park in Los Angeles.
Real energy, it is also coming from Krishna. The spiritual, and Krishna himself is spiritual energy. Exactly like that. This weather is coming from sun. But sun is covered. The weather created by sun makes himself covered. Not himself covered. It is covering our eyes. Sun is not covered. My eyes are covered. Therefore, material means when our consciousness is not developed. That's it. It is somewhere or other covered. That is material. Where is our scientist? The mistake of the scientist is that they do not accept two energies, material and spiritual.
No.
They accept one energy. Mm-hmm. We accept also that. But the defect is they are beginning from the material. That is the mystery. Just like this weather is beginning from the light and gradually it is becoming dark. So darkest part or the dark part is called material. But the dark is beginning from light, not the light is beginning from dark. That is the mystery. They are thinking that from matter, consciousness is coming. Now, consciousness is there when it is covered, degraded, that is unconsciousness. So, material means when the consciousness is forgetful of Krishna. That is material. Material means gradual development of forgetfulness of Krishna. That is material. And spiritual means full consciousness of Krishna. Is it clear? Try to understand this. Darkness is coming from light, where the light is not visible. That is called darkness. This is not the nature of the sun. This covering, cloudy nature, that is not it. The nature of sun is light. But by the energy of the sun, another thing is temporarily created, which is called mist or darkness. This is temporary. This is not permanent nature. Therefore, material nature is temporary. Spiritual nature is permanent. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to get out of this temporary nature and go to the spiritual nature, permanent nature. Nobody wants also this temporary nature. Nobody likes this cloudy atmosphere.
Cloudiness is created from the superior energy.
Yeah.
So matter is created from the superior.
Creator is one. He is always superior. Whatever is created, that is created by him. Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhupada. I am the creator of everything. So bad or good, everything. Bad and good, that is your creation. Krishna's creation, everything good. God is good. What you think bad, for God it is good. That's why we cannot understand Krishna. He's doing something in our consciousness is bad. But we do not know that for him there is no such thing as good and bad. That we do not know. Krishna is marrying 16,000 wives. Somebody is criticizing. He is so much fond of women. But we do not see the other side. That he has got the power to expand himself to the 16,000 forms.
If this mist of material nature is temporary, then why bother to disentangle oneself from something transitory?
Why do you take covering? You may walk naked?
Yeah.
Why do you take covering?
Because
you know everything will be clear after a few hours. Why do you cover?
It's dangerous now.
Huh?
Dangerous.
Whatever it may be, why do you take this step to avoid this?
It's uncomfortable. It's not natural.
Yes. That is the Mayavad theory.
Yeah.
Everything will come automatically. Why do you bother? That is nonsense.
Not be able to be so philosophical in their next lives when they're a dog.
Huh?
So the Mayavadis will not be able to be so philosophical in their next lives when their dogs are cats.
Yes.
They have to have a human body in order to enjoy that philosophy.
Their philosophy is a God. One, there is only one God. So cats and dogs, there is God's lila. Yes. That is their rascal play. God is making pastimes, lila, by becoming a dog. That is their rascal philosophy. Daridra Narayan. Vivekananda's philosophy. Narayan has become Doridra, poor. So with chemists, we have no quarrel. If they begin from life, they're beginning from darkness. That is our contention. We say, begin from life. And they say, no, begin from darkness. Because they're in darkness. One who is in the darkness, from darkness if he goes to light, he thinks the darkness is the beginning.
Mm-hmm. In comparison, they always compare.
Huh?
They always compare.
No, no comparison, it is practical. Suppose you have been in darkness for millions of years, and when you come to the light, you think that, oh, from darkness the light has come. Light, when it becomes dim, that is darkness. Not that darkness, light has come.
Darkness cannot exist without light.
Yes. Or in the light there is no darkness. When the light is dim, that is darkness. Similarly, when Krishna consciousness is dim, that is material.
It's very wet.
It's quite wet.
Yes. After awakening, when one becomes tired, he comes to sleep. Or the life, when it is somehow or other disturbed, sleepless comes. When at night we sleep and get up in the morning, it is not that from sleeping condition this life condition has come. I slept some reason. I was in life condition, but I slept. Again I am coming to life. That is it. Just like a child, baby comes from the womb of the mother. From the day he comes out of the womb, if he thinks that from this day my life has begun, that is not the fact. He is eternal, but he was constructing his body within the womb of the mother, therefore he was unconscious. Now, as soon as the body is finished, he comes out, and again comes the consciousness.
And again falls asleep at death.
Huh?
And falls asleep at death.
Yes. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutta bhutya praliyate. Once he comes to awareness, and again he is unconscious. Like this flower, it has come to our consciousness. Again it will dry and die, but the seeds, again it will grow. Again it will flower. This is material life. And spiritual life means flower only. That's how. I've got some nice short bottles somebody has given me. I shall never put on short, neither our students. So I think we shall sell it.
Buttons?
What is called? Buttons is not button. Short fixing, collar fixing.
Is there a pin or something like this?
Yes, like that.
Giant. Huh? Gold.
Cufflinks.
Gold, yeah.
Not cufflinks. No, those are...
And cuffles.
Oh, giant.
So?
Do you like I buy from you?
Yes.
I give you my soul? I give you my soul for the cufflinks?
No, you take it and sell it. These stools are not clear.
Man's best friend.
Yes. Because he has no knowledge, he is the best friend. According to the quality, the friend is selected.
And one is known by the company he keeps.
Yes. Karanam Gunasangasa. The best friend will lead him to take birth in that family. Will help him next birth. Because he'll always think of dog. So next birth dog. Jang Jang Bapismanang Bhavam. At the time of death, if you are attached to something, then he'll think of it. And next birth is that.
So Prabhupada, if one's next life is achieved by one's consciousness, how is it one cannot remember one's previous life?
Huh?
If the next life is achieved by this consciousness in this life, how is it that we cannot remember the previous lives?
Do you remember everything, what you did last year or yesterday?
No, I don't.
So that is your nature. You forget.
Something.
Something, there is possibility. Something. Somebody forgets more, somebody forgets little. But this forgetfulness is there.
Just the platform of material nature.
Yeah. Just like stealing. Somebody's pickpocket, somebody's dacoit. The stealing is there.
When we sleep, when we dream, I've been carried away by the three subtle elements. When we dream, sleeping, I've been carried away by the three subtle elements. Mind, intelligence.
You are carried always by nature under different conditions. You are simply being carried by the nature. Prakriti kriyamana. You are under the grip of material nature. Just like
rope.
No, pulling the ear. Just like.
By our desires, we are pulled?
No, you desire. Here it is. That's all. It is not willingly. Because you are willing desires. Against Krishna consciousness. Therefore, she is giving chance. Come on, yes. Take stool. Become hog. He wanted to eat hog. Hey, stool, come on. This is going on.
So the This also shows the eternal nature of the spirit soul.
Huh?
The eternality.
No, no, that is not eternal.
Because I'm conscious.
Yeah. Therefore, your consciousness is being revived. You're acting to the standard of Krishna consciousness. You'll be happy. That is our vision. His consciousness is being misled by so many ways. And therefore, we are trying to give him the standard consciousness. Come to this point, he'll be happy.
How to prove that the soul is eternal?
Huh?
The soul is eternal.
That is the first lesson. You do not understand. You are a child. Now you are a grown-up boy. Where is your childhood? Where is that body? Huh? The dead body does not exist, but you are existing. That means you are eternal. Body has changed, but you have not changed. Circumstances has changed, but you have not changed. This is the proof of eternity. What do you want more? You may remember that I did yesterday these things. Today you do not remember yesterday's activities. But your body of yesterday is not this body. Do you admit or not? As a scientist, the body has changed already. He cannot say that 1973, 12th May, is today. He cannot say. It is already changed. But you remember everything of yesterday. That is eternity. The body has changed, but you remember everything. Therefore, you are eternal, body is not eternal. This is the proof. Simple proof. Even a child can understand. But they will not understand, and that is the review.
They want some more.
What is that more? This simple fact. It's like yesterday, day before yesterday, day before that, we saw that stool, that we criticized. We are seeing for the last 3 days this stool, it is not cleansed. But day before yesterday's body is not this body. So my body has changed. But I remember. Therefore, I am eternal. This is the truth. Eternity means I am soul. My body is changing, but I am not changing. Just like I am old man, I sometimes think, I was jumping like this, and now I cannot jump. So my body has changed. But I want to jump. But I cannot do it. So that jumping propensity is my eternal propensity. But due to this body, I cannot do it. This is eternity.
They will say, according to their observations, that nature of eternity only lasts one body.
That is their foolishness. Because as this body, that is explained in the world, tatha de antaram, as this body is changing in my experience, similarly there is another change.
Well, they are able to observe this change, but they can't
but
observe
you
that
you cannot
change.
Observe, your rascal eyes are so imperfect, you cannot observe so many things. That does not mean science. You do, why don't you admit your imperfection of senses? You first will admit the imperfection of senses. You cannot see, you cannot experience. That does it mean that is science? So many dogs, they cannot understand what is the law of nature. Does it mean that nature does not exist? Why do you think yourself so perfect? First of all, admit that you are the most imperfect.
They'll admit that, but they say the way of becoming perfect is through objective
examination
and experiment.
No, the way of becoming perfect is different. You cannot become perfect by your imperfect thinking. How you can become perfect?
Another question, Prabhupada, that could be raised is that if the soul is eternal and passes through one body after another, how is it not possible that it accepts, let's say, 3, 4, 5 bodies and then dies?
You are accepting millions of bodies and then die. That you do not know. So I say that your body of yesterday is not of this body. Yeah. Similarly, if you live for 100 years, how many bodies you are changing every moment? Just calculate.
13.
13th? Why 13?
Every 7 years.
Every 7 years, I say every second. Every second, the blood corpuscles are changing. Is it not?
Yes.
Then you change. As soon as the blood corpuscles changes, you change your body. You do not know the science. How many millions of births you are changing in this experience?
So that is their stumbling block. They simply want to be able to observe everything with their imperfect senses.
That is their folly. Foolishness.
In the scientific terminology, the eternality of the soul, can we compare with the conservation of energy?
There is no question of conservation of energy. It is energy. It is always existing. If you say that is conservation of energy, then
no, the definition of conservation of energy is the energy cannot be created nor destroyed. That means it is eternal.
Yes. Yes, that we admit. Original energy of Krishna, that is existing with Krishna. And Krishna is eternal. Therefore, all his energies are eternal.
For the living energy
just like
is also eternal.
The sun, the energy, heat and light. If sun is eternal, heat and light eternal. What is that?
If they say energy cannot be created or destroyed, then life cannot be created or destroyed.
Then we say that life is eternal. It is not created, not destroyed. It is covered only for the time. Just like I am eternal, but last night I was covered by dreaming, sleeping. So I say, yesterday and today. This is my position. I am eternal. But because last night I was covered by dreaming, therefore I say, yesterday and today.
But if material nature is the absence of Krishna consciousness,
then
where is material? I've heard you say
there is no material. If you continue Krishna consciousness, there is nothing material. Just like when you offer this flower in Krishna consciousness, is it material?
No.
Krishna can accept anything material? No. So how it becomes? It was material in the tree and it becomes spiritual? No, it is spiritual. So long I was thinking it is meant for my enjoyment, that is material. As soon as I take it for Krishna's enjoyment, it is spiritual.
So actually this entire world is spiritual?
Yes. That we want, that engage everything, engage in Krishna's service, this will be spiritual world.
So we can also appreciate?
Huh?
We can also appreciate Krishna's creation? In that light, for example, this is very beautiful because it is Krishna's.
Yes, we realize that. We don't say, just like Madhavadi philosopher said, mithya, jagat mithya, this world is false. We don't say. We don't say jagat mithya.
each material nature is just one energy of Krishna.
Why should I say Krishna has created so many nice things for his enjoyment? Why shall I say mithya? Suppose if you create nice house, very good apartment, and you call me, just see, and if I say it is all mithya,
it's also an offense.
Then how much depressed you will be? Just say, I brought this friend, and this rascal is saying this is mithya.
Sour grapes.
That is explained. There is asura, asattam, apratisthante. Asatyam apratisthante. Jagadahu anishara. These rascals, these demons, they say like that. That this is asatya. This is untruth. There is no cause. There is no ishara. These are the demonic declarations. If Krishna is fact, his creation is fact, his energy is fact, why shall I say false? We don't say it is false. The Mayavadi said it is false.
If someone looks at the deity of Krishna and thinks it's only stone or wood, for him it's still material.
That is his ignorance. How it can be material? The stone is also Krishna's energy. Just like electricity energy is there everywhere. The electrician knows how to utilize it, how to take electricity. Similarly, Krishna is everywhere, even in the stone. The devotees know how to utilize stone to appreciate Krishna. The devotees know. The rascal, they do not. Because the devotee has no other view than Krishna. Why stone should be without Krishna? Here is Krishna. That is real oneness. And the Mahavadi philosopher, they say oneness, but divide. This is stone, this is not Krishna. Why second? Why you bring another thing?
Good and bad. Good and bad, evil and...
Yes.
Is it so for a Krishna-conscious man, then Krishna is as much in the stone as in the deity?
Yes.
Just as much?
Yes. Why not?
But we order murtis all the way from India.
Huh?
We are ordering murtis all the way from India.
Yeah, that is stated. There, everything is in me, but I am not there. This is Achinta Vidam. Maya Tata Vidam Sarvam Abhakta Murtina. Masani Sarva Bhutani Nahang Teshu Avastita. Everything is Krishna, but you cannot worship this bench as Krishna. That is Askarla.
Worship me in this way.
Yes. Just like the sun sign, that is also sun. Is it not?
Yes.
But you cannot say, and the sun sign is in room. You cannot say, the sun is in my room. This is called Achinta Bhedabhed.
Achinta
Bhedabhed. Simultaneously one and different.
But still you said one can see Krishna in the stone.
Yes. Why not?
And one can worship him within the stone. Within everything.
Yes. We worship everything. We worship everything, see Krishna everywhere. We don't see the tree, we see Krishna's energy. Therefore, the tree is also worshipable. Because Krishna and Krishna's energy both are worshipable. Therefore, we say Hare Krishna, Hare means Krishna's energy. We worship everything. In our childhood, we are taught by our parents, if there is small grain and if it is stuck in the feet, you should pick it up and touch on the forehead. We are taught like this. How to see everything in relationship with Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. We cannot therefore see anything wasted, anything misused. Why you are preaching? Why we are after so many rascals? That his life is being misused. Let him give some enlightenment. This is our mission. Or let him go to hell. Just like Mahabadi sannyasis, they are engaged in meditation or in the Himalaya. But we have come to Los Angeles. Why? This is our mission. These people are being misused under Maya. Let him give some enlightenment. This is our mission. We are teaching them how to utilize everything for Krishna. How to understand Krishna in everything. That is our mission. See Krishna in everything. Jo mang pasati sarvatra. Everything is there, Bhagavad Gita, I don't read. Sarvancha mai pasati. Jo mang pasati sarvatra. Anyone who sees me everywhere and sarvancha mai pasati, and everything in me is perfect. All right. Jo mang mai pasati. Means they are thinking everything for me. The Jnani, they are thinking that why should I be implicated with these material things? And we say that there is nothing material. Dovetail everything with Krishna. Said, Mancha Jabya Vichani Bhakti Yogena Sevate Sagunan Santita Itan Brahma Bhuya Kalpate. Anyone who is engaged in devotional service, he is immediately promoted to the transcendental platform, Brahma. He becomes Brahma. Now, somebody may say, though we see, he has got the same body, how he has become Brahma? And how Krishna says, yes, he has already become Brahma. How to adjust it?
Like the flower.
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah. As soon as everything is understood in Krishna consciousness, that is Brahma Buddha state. That is liberated state. Everything is created by Krishna, everything is meant for Krishna, Everything should be engaged for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. That is perfect life. Somebody asked me where. Why you have come to this country? And it is not your country. I have not come to your country, I have come to Krishna's country.
We are trespassing.
Yes. Why shall I come to your country? I have come to Krishna's country.
Christmas in Seattle, we have many universities, and I'd like to go there and try and defeat them, but sometimes I forget, I cannot remember the scripture, so what would be the best clue to always defeat them?
Well, if you understand the philosophy without scripture, you can convince them. You can give so many examples.
Worse, Prabhupada. Weather. Bhavana.
It'll get worse when you leave, Prabhupada. It'll get worse when you leave.
But it will get better. After I go out.
No, no.
It will get, that is natural. It will not stay. But I'm not going out for this one. Don't misunderstand me. My physicians asked me that.
All glories.
I'm accustomed to this. All kinds of.